name of God, Abba, Ema, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus had a body. He breathed like us. He walked this earth. And some people liked him. We preach and teach the resurrection of the body. I don't think any other religion does that. Isn't that strange? Isn't it? Now, I know these come to hurt and painful, and I know that's part of the experience, but resurrection of the body? Paul said 2,000 years ago, what that looks like, we don't know. But what this is a deep down affirmation of the incarnation, that everything that God has made is good and beautiful. We, our bodies, our lives, the creatures, the earth, it's all good. And it shall be resurrected. The church is the body of Christ. Wherever we are alive and active and healing into wholeness, the brokenness that is around us or within us, there is the church. It's not just words or a philosophy, a theology, and a sanctuary. It's us living the life dance of grace. Ekklesia is the Greek word from which we get church, ecclesiastical, huh? Ekklesia. And that means the listening one. The church means the Didn't we just do this? That's what it is to listen from within. To listen in order to discern. How do we embody God's grace now? We don't live with a bunch of formulas. We want to, but it's the listening which is everything. How the church ever got into this saving souls business, I'll never know. As if it's an operation and we got to grab them and convince and convert and whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. We are here to listen, because each of you is how God is making God's love known. It is embodied. Our loving is the way God's secrets get told. Now my hour has come, we hear in the gospel text today. My hour has come. What is that? It is the final and total confrontation by Jesus with evil. There were some who sought to destroy his body, destroy his life, destroy his teachings. But the truth is, all of us resist and reject the truth of the gospel, that all of us are God's beloved sons and daughters, creating a new community on earth, and we go, don't make me go there. All of us resist and reject the compassion of God, which is indiscriminate, unconditional, falling upon the good, the bad, the wicked, equally. That can't be. All of us resist and reject the mercy of God. The longing in our hearts for that mercy is so deep. It is so desperate and overwhelming. But we're not sure how many others deserve it. In fact, we distort it so greatly that we won't let God be merciful. Right underneath, we all know it, underneath, right under the radar, God is out to judge us and can't wait for the final days to come, cast into hell. You want to say an amen to that? Here is Jesus a lifetime getting crucified to make the compassion of God real, alive, sustaining us with every good gift we need, and we lie about God. We resist and we reject being kind. Now, I know there's plenty of other people we don't want to be kind to, but we resist being kind to ourselves? Is that right? Yeah, right. Because if I was kind to myself, well then, what would that mean? What would that mean? So if we're seriously fighting this one, this is a real struggle to be kind to ourselves. I don't think so, do you? Try me. Wow. We are such strange creatures, aren't we? We are. We want people to be kind to us all the time, but to ourselves, we draw a limit there. Please don't be too kind to Charlene. She'll think of that it's real. In last week's text, we heard the story of Moses lifting the serpent onto the staff. Yes? Why? The people had been besieged with this horde of vipers slithering all over them. They'd taken ill, and they were being poisoned by these vipers, stinging them with lies and deceit and greed and jealousy and envy. And they were just overwhelmed. Can you imagine living in a world like that? How terrible that would be if everybody was lying, and you couldn't find the truth anywhere, and you were getting so fatigued, and you were giving up to despair, and you wondered what your life was about, and Moses puts that very symbol on his staff and says, look at this. Look at what is undoing you. Look at what is contaminating you and poisoning you so you can see through it. That's in the Bible. Yeah, that's why we keep using this book. Who talks like that? And then John in the Gospel picks up that same theme and image. He says, just as the Son of Man, remember that, the Baranasha, the new humanity, That's who Jesus is. Just as the Son of Man is lifted up onto the cross for loving us too much, so the Son of Man will be lifted up from the grave and lifted up into the heavens so that we can be lifted up into a new humanity. It's all for us to lift us up, who are overwhelmed by days of despair and tempted to resign and quit. We're the ones Christ is lifting up. So now that covenant, which has been inscribed on our hearts, imprinting God's indelible compassion and wisdom within us, can speak to us every time we listen. It's always here. It's always right here. It's always in the community. It's always in the Scriptures. We are always in God's presence when we listen. And even when we can't listen. In this meal, we get to taste the infusion, the ingestion, and the digestion of the body and the blood of Christ. Amen. The peace which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.